shouldn't be ashamed of what the Bible has taught and what the church has always believed. Jesus will come back to judge the living and the dead. So I didn't want to hide from that. I didn't want to hide that from our children. I didn't want to hide that from you this morning. But I think we're probably going to need God's help, aren't we, to listen aright to what he has to say to us from this passage. So let's pray together. Our Father, would you help us to understand what is both beautiful and scary about this truth that Jesus is coming back to judge? Please help us to respond as we ought to by trusting in him. Amen. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to get down and walk around and try not to fall in the baptistry. Having changed my clothes, it would be rather unfortunate. So in our reading, do have Revelation chapter 20 in front of you. We are shown Jesus. Jesus is the character sitting on the great white throne. And did you notice how magnificent he is? How the whole of creation flees away from him? The earth and the heavens fled from his presence. Jesus has come to cleanse the universe. And the heavens and the earth try to flee from him. But there was no place to hide, nowhere for them to go. And that's not a bad thing. We might think the coming judgment of God is a bad thing. But actually, it's an amazing thing, because the first thing this passage teaches us is that Jesus will judge all that is evil in the world. Jesus will judge all that is evil in the world. He's come to get rid of all the bad things. To help us to understand this, I've got some pictures. I need some small people to come to the front and help me with a little task. Don't be shy. Come and help me out here, Benny. Brilliant. You can start. Pick one of these, and I need you to tell us what's on it and whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. Okay, what have you got? Hospitals, brilliant. And are they good things or bad things? Good things. Good things, right? How good? So this line above my head here, this is the good things to bad things line. Okay, so how far along the line are we wanting to put it? Right at this end.
The third green one.
The third green one. Hang on, you're not in charge of this. Benny, where do you want it? This one here? Okay. Right, we'll see if that works. So hospitals, really good thing. Okay, somebody else. Who's next up? Thomas, I think your hand up was up. Sorry, Alice. Your brother got there before you did. We'll get to you in a minute. You pick one, right? What have you got? Okay, good thing or bad thing? Good thing? Theme parks, good thing or bad thing? Bad thing if you're scared of heights. Don't go on the high ones, I think. Hang on. It's Thomas's choice. Good thing or bad thing, Thomas? Okay. Right, so it's somewhere in the middle. It's okay, but it's not the world's greatest thing. This is where I really should have thought about where I put the baptistry. Okay. Is that going to stay there? Fabulous. Theme parks. Right. Come on, Alex, you were next up. You were next. Are you? You sure? Okay. Refugee camps, okay. So that's all tents with people in. Tens of thousands of people in a refugee camp in a desert somewhere, okay. Refugee camps, good thing or bad thing?
Bad.
Why are they bad?
Refugees coming into the country or people that should be refugees?
So what do we think, folks? Hands up if a refugee camp is a good thing. Okay. Hands up if you think refugee camps are a bad thing. Okay, and lots of people unwilling to put their hands up. Okay, hands up if you think refugee camps are somewhere in the middle. Okay.
I think it's the middle red.
Well, actually, I think the room has voted marginally about there. Okay. It's hard, isn't it? It's hard. Well, think about why that's hard. Okay, who wants to pick next? Hang on. Okay, Benjamin, go on. Joshua, you can pick one. Jenny, you can pick one. And Katie, you had your hand up as well. You can have that. Okay. Right. Homelessness. Okay. Homelessness is a bad thing. Okay. Right. Homelessness is a bad thing. Joshua.
Diseases.
Where are we going to put it?
I was going to put it there, but there isn't one.
Okay. It's all right. I can move the pegs. Did I not say the pegs can move? Okay. Okay, diseases. What do we think? You want here? Earthquakes and volcanoes. Well, you can put it somewhere else. It's okay. I just hung the pegs. Where do you want it?
I put it in between those two.
Okay. Right. So we're slightly taking... Okay. Right. Who's got one left? Katie, what have you got? Chocolate and sweeties. Okay. Where do you, okay, and Katie's eyes have gone bug-eyed. Okay. Where do you want to put them? How far down this way, Katie?
All the way at the end.
All the way at the end. Sweeties are better than hospitals. I think if you like the sweeties too much, you might need a hospital. No. No, you're objecting. Where do you want it? Here? Okay. What do we think? Hands up for sweeties are at this end?
No.
Like six people, okay. Hand up for sweeties here? I think we're moving it. Okay. Right. I think that's all of them. Great. Go and sit down, guys. Thank you very much. Okay. I mean, you can stay if you want to, or you can go and sit down. That's okay. I might call you back up in a few minutes. So that I can do my bit, Katie. You're adorable, but don't do that again. See, in our passage that we've just read, Jesus takes the bad things. He actually takes death itself and banishes it from his presence forever. He throws it into the fiery lake, which is the second death, eternal separation from where God is. Death is cast away. So too Hades, the place of the dead, because there's no point in having a place for the dead if there's no more death. In verse 10, just outside our reading, we're told that the devil and his angels are taken and thrown into the fiery lake. All of the bad things are gone. Wouldn't that be amazing? And actually, some of these things, we might be a little bit confused where to put them on the line. Refugee camps. Clearly a good thing for those people who are refugees, but it's bad that it's needed, right? Actually, hospitals, that we've said is the best thing. It's a bit sad that they're needed, isn't it? I mean, we just elected a new government in the hope that they can fix our hospitals and make them work so that everybody gets seen at the right time and whatever. Because we need our hospitals, because we live in a broken world. But actually, if Jesus gets rid of death, gets rid of pain and suffering, we actually don't need some of the good things as well. Imagine that. And I think our passage is encouraging in another way. Verse 13 says, "The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them." I think sometimes we can fear that we're not very important. If you're a great person, perhaps there's somebody here who's visiting today who is in some very important role, whose name will go down in the history books, but most of us won't. Some of us are very small people, aren't we? Who might think that we're not very significant at all. But God thinks we're significant. Significant enough to treat us with respect and to raise everybody. Every human being counts. Everybody matters. It doesn't actually matter whether we're counted as great in the world or counted as a nobody in the world. Every refugee, every homeless person, everybody that the world turns their back on, God cares. And that's really important, isn't it? But it also means there's a scary thing. Okay, it's great, Jesus gets rid of the evil in the world. But that's a scary thing, isn't it? Because Jesus also is going to get rid of the evil that's in us. So let's take down these pictures and replace them with something else. If you look at your passage, verse 12 says, "I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what is in what they'd done, recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that was in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what they had done." So let's change the picture a little bit. Okay, instead of things that are right or wrong in the world. How about some of the things that are right or wrong in us? Ooh. Okay, so I need a vote on how far up and down the rope we go with this one. A person who leaves their toenails on the coffee table. Okay. Good thing or a bad thing? I'm getting fingers pointing this way. It's fine, apparently. This might divide the room. If I stand here, hands up for further this way. Okay, there's a few hands. Okay, hands up for it's fine. Okay, there's like two people. Okay, so let's put that here. Okay, it's not a great thing, is it? How about this one? Gets angry with their family. Okay, so from here, hands up for further this way. Okay, a few folk, people willing to play the game now. This is good. This is good. Excellent. Better or worse than toenails? Worse than, right. I imagine there can be a few conversations in the car on the way home this afternoon. Okay, how about eats lots of cake? Eats lots of cake. Okay, so I've got some people worse than getting angry with your family, and some people just subtly going along this way. Eats lots of cake. So, okay, some people are definitely going all the way down this end. Okay, so if I stand here, okay, more this way?
Yes.
A few people. Okay, this way?
Yes.
Okay, an equal number of people. I'm going to stop there. Okay, eats lots of cake. Okay, is a moderately good thing, apparently. Okay, here's another eating one for you. Not toenails. Would eat the last Rolo. Outraged. Outraged. So if I stand here.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, this way. I'm being vigorously shown to the end of this one. It's totally fine. Okay, is it awful? Nobody's put that. Okay. Okay, is it somewhere in the middle?
Yes.
Further this way? I'm getting lots of hand gestures in this direction. Stop me when you think I should stop. Okay. Okay. Yeah, just because you shout doesn't mean you're right. Okay, how about gives money to charity? Okay, are we broadly agreed. There's lots and lots of hand gestures. People are feeling willing to participate on this one. Okay, here, here,
at the end,
giving money to charity. That's a good thing. Okay, apparently it's the best thing. I don't know. What do we think? Loves puppy dogs and babies. Okay, Benny's going this end. I'm not sure everyone else is going to agree with you, Ben. Okay. In the middle. Are you ambivalent to babies and puppies?
At the green
one down the end. Okay. More or less important than giving to charity?
Less.
How much less? Right, let's stop there. Okay. The reality is, we're all a bit like that, aren't we? Some good things, some bad things. Actually, these all belong to one person. They all belong. Nope, wrong one. They belong to me. Less often than somebody else. Okay. And the truth is, there were lots of things that I could have put on there that would have shocked you more that I chose not to put up there. What we're told, we can have that conversation later. What we're being told in our passage is that there is a book for each one of us. Here's a little bit of mine. But actually, there's a book with every person's name on it. And that book records the good things and the bad things, not just that we've said, but that we've thought, that we've wanted, the way we've treated people or wanted to treat people. And we're told that we're to be judged by what's in the book. I don't know how many teachers there are in the room, but I wonder what you would do if you were marking a life like that. I'm guessing there'd be lots of red pen. There'd be some little green ticks. There'd be quite a lot of see me after class, I think. And that is what Jesus will do. He will judge the living and the dead. Every person matters. How we've behaved matters. And he will take those books and he will open them up before the universe and he will judge us according to what is in them. And that's a scary thing, isn't it? Because we know that our file, our book, is a real mixed bag. And everybody who fails in this judgment will be cast away from Jesus. Let me ask you, do you think the God who knows all things, who knows the inner workings of your heart, is going to give you 100% on the day of judgment? I don't. I know that because I've just put half a dozen things from my life up on the screen. You've all gone, how do you think the perfect God will treat all of us? Nobody is good enough for God. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Everyone, because there's not a single one of us whose life is good enough for God. And that is scary, isn't it? It's a great thing. Jesus is going to get rid of death and all that is bad in the world, but we're part of what's bad in the world. He's going to deal with us. It's a good thing he judges evil. It's a scary thing that he will judge us. We deserve to be sent away. We're like children who've been invited to a really important party. Perhaps we've been invited to Buckingham Palace and we've got our best clothes on. We dress up smartly. Maybe you've come today in your finest for a baptism. But then we've got cake all over our faces and mud all over our clothes. We're just unclean. And we all look like that before God, and Jesus knows that. That's why we've baptized Alice and Rishali and Kamsiri and Tabby this morning. We're saying a number of things in baptism. In baptism, we confess our sins. I'm not worthy. I need to be washed. As we descend beneath the water, we're symbolizing both the washing away of all that muck, that mess, and dying to that way of living. We rise from the water united with Jesus. Why we sometimes wear white as we sort of wear our new clothes. I'm dressed, ready, fit to be one of Jesus' people. It's a beautiful thing. It's a serious thing that we've done this morning. It really matters because it points to a beautiful reality. And that's our third point, and briefly, Jesus will welcome everyone who trusts in him. That's what our passage is saying this morning. Notice, you see, there are two books. There's the one with my name on it and my life in it. But there's a second book. And it doesn't contain the things that I've done. What it contains is my name. Written in the book. And on the cover it says, "Trust in Jesus." That's all. The Lamb's Book of Life, the book that it lists the people that Jesus has died to save. Everybody who trusts in Jesus has their name inked, not in red pen, but in the blood of Jesus in it. And that's what matters. It's not recording our lives. It's not recording our achievements and our failures. The Lamb's Book of Life, the book of the sacrificial Lamb of God who died to take away the sins of the world, has in it just names. The names of those who are covered by Christ. Just says, "I've trusted in Jesus." So let me ask you this morning as I end, is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? It is, I think, the only question that ever truly matters. We baptized our four children this morning as a picture of our commitment to help them to trust Jesus their whole lives, to never let go of him, and to find their names in the book of life at the end of days. We can be assured that Jesus' promise to them is true, and he will not let anybody snatch them out of his hand. But is your name in the book of life? Our names might be in all sorts of books, mightn't they? A land registry recording our property. A marriage registry recording some of our relationships. A company registry listing our achievements. Perhaps your name is in Who's Who. Does that still exist? You can tell I don't care. Because it doesn't matter, does it? The only book that truly matters is the Lamb's book. For it is the Lamb you will one day meet. He is the judge of heaven and earth, and the heavens and the earth will try to flee away, and they cannot get away from him, and nor can we. There is only one safe place for us to hide. We can't run from him. The only thing we can do is run to him. Put our trust in Jesus. I wonder, will you be ready on that day? We pray that these children will be, and I pray that each and every one of us will be. Let me pray for us now. Father, you know our state and our status before you. You know the good that we've done, and you know the evil that we've done. And we long for a world that is healed, where death and sickness and sin is no more, but we know that that problem runs through us too. So we praise you that there is a book of life where our names can be written, and I pray that each and every one of us will not leave today without trusting in Jesus for that hope. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.